This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today. And as I teased before the break, we've got this case at the Supreme Court right now dealing with the state of Oklahoma and whether Oklahoma can and or cannot or should not allow a religiously themed school to be a part of their charter school system. And so joining us today from the Heritage Foundation, Thomas Gipping. He's a senior legal fellow in the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Thomas, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, sir. And if you would, just kind of set the table. We had this case at the Supremes recently. What is the issue? What's the background, rather, of this issue as it pertains to Oklahoma?
Well, almost every state has a law providing for what are called charter schools. Charter schools are public schools, but they're a different kind of public school. They make some changes in terms of how they're run, what their curriculum is, to provide an alternative to what are oftentimes failing traditional public schools. And Oklahoma is one of those states that does that. They are government-funded, and they're heavily regulated by the government. Well, here, the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City and the Diocese of Tulsa, the Catholic Church there, they applied to operate a charter school, but what they're looking for is to be able to operate a religious charter school, not a public charter school. And the Oklahoma Supreme Court said that that's not allowed under Oklahoma law. And so they appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to have to decide whether states are allowed to restrict charter schools only to non-sectarian public schools, or whether they also have to open them up to religious schools. It presents a lot of new issues, because traditionally I think most people have the sense that, you know, the government isn't supposed to be creating, regulating, and funding religious schools. But that's kind of the gray area that we're talking about in this case. So depending on how the Supreme Court goes, it could have a lot of implications one way or another.
We're talking to Thomas Gipping. He is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And Thomas, I will let you know, during my normal day job, I'm an attorney, and so I'm familiar with a lot of these cases. And I want to ask you your thoughts on how these cases will apply to this current situation. And the first one I want to talk about, it's a case that came out of right here in Missouri. It's called Trinity Lutheran Church of Columbia versus Comer. And this case dealt with, as I'm sure you know, and recall, this case dealt with a Lutheran church in Missouri that applied for a grant for a funding for playground equipment and stuff that goes, you know, on the bottom of playgrounds so when the kids fall off, they don't, you know, fracture their cervical spine, right? So
right.
The school applied for the money. The state of Missouri said, no, if we give you money, we're helping to fund a religious institution. It goes up to the Supreme Court in 2017. In 2017, the Supreme Court struck down that rule in Missouri. In other words, allowing the state of Missouri to give money to this religious school because the Supreme Court said that excluding the school strictly because of their religious affiliation, that violated the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. So with all of that speech out of the way, Thomas, my question to you is this. Do we have a similar situation here where if the Supreme Court, or rather if the courts in Oklahoma are saying that Oklahoma cannot fund a charter school because it's a religiously affiliated, do we have a violation of the free exercise clause by punishing a school simply because they are exercising their rights of freedom of religion?
Well, that case was one, as you know, one of three similar cases involving the free exercise of religion, and they all followed the same pattern. You had a private applicant for what we call a public benefit, and then the government discriminated against the applicant because the applicant was religious. That's not the pattern you find here in the charter school situation. You do have a private applicant, but the public benefit being offered is the opportunity to operate a public charter school. And that's the only benefit that's being offered under the statute. And no one is being discriminated against with regard to applying to do that. The case you mentioned and the other two, one out of Montana and one out of Maine, the focus was on those who were applying for the grant, as you described in that case, and whether the applicant was discriminated against. Here, we're talking about not the applicant, but the benefit that the government is offering. That's a very different thing, because that's not governed by the Free Exercise Clause. That's governed by the Establishment Clause, which is the other religion clause in the First Amendment. The Establishment Clause does not allow the government to directly fund, create, and regulate religious institutions. Here, charter schools don't exist at all until a contract between the applicant and the government is finalized. And so, since that's not the case in Oklahoma, the particular religious charter school that the Catholic Church wants to start doesn't even exist. So it's just not the same. There's a couple of other ways, too, where it's sort of a square peg in a round hole, where this case really doesn't fit the pattern of those others that the Supreme Court has decided. And I'm not sure that the Supreme Court's going to be willing to really kind of chart new ground when they don't have a clear parallel with the decisions that they've made previously.
Now, I guess you followed, I'm assuming you followed the oral arguments that occurred last week at the Supreme Court?
Yes, I listened to those. Fortunately, those are live on the Supreme Court's website and published a piece in our Daily Signal news outlet about how that went.
And by the way, now that you mentioned Daily Signal, Thomas, the Daily Signal is one of those websites that I read literally every single day. I can't even think of the last day that I didn't go to the dailysignal.com because that is one of my go-to sources for information. So thanks for bringing that up. But as you listened to the Supreme Court arguments last week, what sense did you get from the justices? And we know that sometimes is a fool's game of trying to determine how the justices are going to rule based on their questions. I know I've been in court, and you probably have too, where on appeal, judges would ask questions that didn't necessarily align with what they eventually held. But how did you think that our arguments went last week in terms of how the court may rule on this issue?
Well, it was a pretty mixed set of questions. As I said, this case raises sort of novel issues, both with regard to the religion clauses as well as the policies related to charter schools. And so justices were asking, well, are charter schools similar or different, for example, than traditional public schools? There's a lot of similarities, but some differences. Then also they were asking whether charter schools are similar to private religious schools. And there's some parallels, but there's a lot of differences. So they were trying to probe, I think, whether this case fits and how closely with the kinds of decisions they've been making lately. And I did not get the sense that any of the justices were completely satisfied that this was a really comfortable, clean fit. I want to mention, too, that one of the justices, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, she has recused herself from this case, and that's because some of her former colleagues at the Notre Dame Law School are involved as lawyers in this case. There's quite a large legal team that's defending the Archdiocese in Oklahoma. And so there's only eight justices rather than nine. And as you know, if they split 4-4, that means that the lower court decision, in this case the Oklahoma Supreme Court, stands and won't be overturned. So they're going to need five justices, and I don't know. I didn't hear questions from five justices that clearly indicated they were solidly on Oklahoma's side.
We're talking.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thomas Jipping with the Heritage Foundation. Also, he writes frequently on the dailysignal.com. And Thomas, as you know, but I want to kind of set this up for the question, under the famous case of Lemon versus Kurtzman from 1971, the Supreme Court set up a three-prong mode for examining whether or not governments should be involved with anything that's religious and thereby perhaps violating the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. But this three-prong test, very quickly, first, the purpose prong, the statute must have a secular legislative purpose. Secondly, the effect prong, the primary or principal effect of the statute must neither advance nor inhibit religion. And third, the entanglement prong, the statute must not result in excessive government entanglement with religion. As I look those three prongs over, Thomas, even though I recognize that public schools today are very low quality, that charter schools and private schools have a much better result in educating kids, preparing them for the future. But as I look over this Oklahoma situation, I can't get past the very first prong. The statute must have a secular legislative purpose if the government money would go in part to funding religious studies at Catholic charter schools. Is that a fair analysis of the situation from your perspective?
Well, I think it is. As you know, this is an area of constitutional law that the Supreme Court has really botched in a bunch of different ways for a very long time. And so it is a very confused area. And so there's a big question whether the standard you just described from Lemon versus Kurtzman is still the standard that the Supreme Court uses in Establishment Clause cases. It may not be. But if it is, I think there's a problem not only with the first prong, but also the third. And that is, actually all three, because the second one, the effect, the Catholic Church in Oklahoma says that they explicitly want this so-called religious charter school to further the mission of the Catholic Church, to proselytize, to advance their religious goals. Well, if you have a government-funded school doing that, then that may be a problem. And then third, the entanglement issue. The fact is charter schools are regulated in at least a dozen different ways, very similar to how traditional public schools are. The government creates them. The government can abolish them. The government has to approve their personnel policies. And in a bunch of different ways, these are government schools. There really isn't any way around that. And so, as I say, this is new, uncharted territory, and ordinarily, especially where constitutional issues are involved, the Supreme Court's not willing to go into sort of controversial, disputed territory unless they have a clear path to where they want to go, like when they overruled Roe versus Wade a couple of years ago. They had a clear path to that goal.
Very clear.
The path here is not clear at all.
Well, Thomas Gipping, we know that you're with the Heritage Foundation, and you write frequently at thedailysignal.com. If folks want to follow your thought-provoking articles that I frequently read and I've had the pleasure of talking to you about on several occasions, how can they find you on social media?
Well, I'm at Tom Gipping, T-O-M-J-I-P-P-I-N-G, on X. And I'm a little bit behind many colleagues technically, so I'm not yet on other social media platforms, but I do write frequently there. And as you mentioned, the Daily Signal, which is really providing a lot more than it used to, a lot of both news and a lot of really interesting commentary.
Last question here before I let you go. Typically, the Supreme Court issues decisions in June. Do you see this decision likewise coming down in June?
I think so. This was the second to the last argument of this term. The last one is going to be in the middle of May with regard to birthright citizenship, and then the court will be issuing decisions in all of the cases that they've heard arguments in. And so I would expect a decision here by the end of June.
Very good. And I know that thedailysignal.com will be covering that when the court issues a decision here. Tom Gipping, thanks so much for joining us here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thank you very much.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.